Begins really the series of parashas that leads us up to Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. And it's well known that Divrei Chazal is brought down from different various sources. Ashoftim, Ashoitin, Titin, L'chol, B'chol, Sherecho. That every opening, whether what one sees and what one hears, one always have to shofet, one's got to judge over it, make sure that what one's seeing, what one's hearing, what one's talking is appropriate. And shoiter, and make sure you have a system that ensures that you're really behaving yourself. In other words, it's got to be judged and it's got to be enforced. And this week's parasha, there's a discussion a lot in this week's parasha, and especially next week's parasha as well, with different mochomis, with different wars, and how to approach war and how to deal with war. And as you can well imagine, that this is going to be used very much as an example and as a moshel that the Bali Musa and the Bali Chassidus will give us of the real war that faces us within the next few weeks of war for our life against the Yetzer Hara.
This question, how are the Shoftim appointed?
A very big question, and if you don't mind.
Okay, we'll skip it.
The Chinuch talks about it. Yeah, there's ways of they were either just by Beis Din or by Sanhedrin.
Okay, something else.
Says something else.
Okay.
Okay, so in this week's parasha, there's one discussion of war which is very, very fascinating. If one look in Perichof Posuk Aleph, Kiseitze Lamelchoma Alivecho. If you go out to warn your enemy, for Eiso Sus Verechev Amrav Mcha, you see horses, you see chariots, you see a mighty nation bigger than you. Loi Siro Mehem. Do not have fear. Ki Hashem Alekecha Imoch Hamaalcha Meretz Mitzrayim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is with you. Uboya to Eretz from Eretz Mitzrayim. In other words, Rabbi Yisrael, however great the tanks or the planes or the submarines are, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is for sure with you, you have absolutely nothing to fear. And we'll come close to the Muhammad, the Kohen, the person who's in charge, the Kohen, or the Kohen Muhammad comes along and he speaks to the nation. And he'll say to you, Shema Yisrael, listen, Klal Yisrael, Atem Kerevim Hayoim La Muhammad Aliveichem. You're coming close today to war on your enemies. Al yerach levavchem, do not fear. I'm trying to say al yerach levavchem.
Your heart should soften.
Levavchem. What's levavchem? Do not fear. Levavchem. Your hearts, plural. Your hearts. In other words, your hearts. You, plural hearts, should not have fear. V'al tachmuz v'al tarotz v'bifneim, all different notions of fear we discuss later. Ki Hashem aleikeichem ha'hoylech imochem lochem lochem imoiveichem lo'yishia eschem. Ki Hashem aleikeichem ki, translated generally because, Hashem aleikeichem, Hashem your God, ha'hoylech imochem. Ha'hoylech imochem. What should it say? That goes with you. It should say, Ki Hashem alekeichem hoylech imochem. Hakadosh Baruch Hu goes with you. Not Hakadosh Baruch Hu that goes with you. Yeah, Hakadosh Baruch Hu goes with you, and therefore don't have fear. Lelochem lochem, to fight for you imoveichem with the enemies. Lo hishia eschem, to give you savior. So the Abderov, the Avis Yisrael, Ovis Yisrael asks a few questions. First of all, as we discussed, what is Peshat that it says Levavchem in plural? It should say Libchem. Al Yerach Libchem. Don't let your heart be afraid. Furthermore, what is this loshon of Ki Hashem Alekechem Ha Hoylechimochem? It should say Hakadosh Baruch Hashem Hoylechimochem. Don't have fear because Hakadosh Baruch Hu goes with you. What's Ha Hoylechimochem? And furthermore, what's this double loshon of Lochem Lochem, to fight for you against enemies, and Lohishia Eschem, and to save you from them? What's Peshat over there? So he explains that the Zohar Hakadosh brings down that every time it talks about Hayoim, with a Hey idea, the day, is referring to Rosh Hashanah. The day of judgment. The most chosh of a day where everybody's life and death depends upon that is Hayoim. So in other words, the Pasuk is telling us over here an instruction and a guide how we should conduct ourselves in order to make sure that we get through Hayoim. And let's translate the Pasuk therefore, the way of dealing with this. So the Nigash HaKoyim Dibala'om, who's a Koyim? A Koyim is one who's responsible for the Ruchnius of Klal Yisrael, responsible for the spirituality, and he speaks to the nation, and he's standing there, and he warns us before he comes to Rosh Hashanah. And he says to them, or says to us, Shema Yisrael, listen, Atem Kravim Hayoim, you are coming close to the day. Which day? The day of Rosh Hashanah. You're coming close to Rosh Hashanah. What is that great day? L'molchoma aleveichem, where ultimately your success or your failure is how you make battle against your enemy, the Yetzer Hara. If we win him, we have a good year. If we don't, we don't. Al-Yerach Levavchem. Now this is beautiful. What's Al-Yerach Levavchem? So he says like this. The Gemara brings down that Rish Lakish says, G'doyle Tshuva. Tshuva is so great. That's a doinois naseh kishkogois. That the various a person does deliberately becomes like a shoige. Comes like a various are done by mistake. I wouldn't say it by, not deliberately. Says the Gemara, how can you say that? Rish Lakish says in another place, G'doyle Tshuva. Tshuva is so great that the doinois naseh kishkogois. That what you do bad actually comes to you as a merit. In other words, a person doesn't just become something that's done on purpose, not done on purpose. But it actually comes to your schus, it actually comes to your merit. Those averis come to your merit. So what is it? Is it that your averis become like shkogos, or do your averis become like sukhuyas? Says the Gemara le kasha. It's not a kasha. Kan betruva betruva ba'ava, kan betruva miyira. Where truva is done miyira, with fear, that you're scared of the consequences of following through with your averis, then your averis is doinos nasas kishkogos. Then it becomes like not deliberate, but it's still there. However, if you do tshuva me'avo, if you do it with love of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, then on the contrary, the averis actually come kishkogos like kishkogos. So he says, beautiful, says Oiv Yisrael, when he's standing before the day, the great day of tshuva, and he's fighting with Oivichem, al yerach levavchem. Don't get your hearts afraid. What are your hearts afraid? When are you both hearts going to be afraid? When's a Yetzer Hara and Yetzer Tov not going to be happy with you? When ultimately you're taking a Zodoin and making it into a Shoigeg. When you're taking a deliberate Avera and making it into a Shoigeg, then your Yetzer Hara is not happy with you because you're taking it from a Zodoin, from a deliberate and making it into a Shoigeg. And a Yetzer HaTov also isn't happy with you because you've still got this Shoigeg lurking around there. So al yerach levavchem, don't make your hearts upset. Don't do tshuva in a way that's only done miyira, because by doing so, you'll make your hearts upset. That's not what you. That's not your purpose. So how should a yes do tshuva? Carries on the posuk, ki hash ki is not therefore now as a because. Ki is can you be used as rather? Rather do tshuva in a way that Hashem Elokeichem Haholeichimochem. Do tshuva in a way that you understand and appreciate that everything you have in life is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Haholeich lifneichem, He goes in front of you, He gives you life, He gives you family, He gives you panosa, He gives you everything that you possibly need, and therefore come back to Him with Ahava. Ki Hashem Elokeichem. Rather do it like Hashem Haholeich lifneichem, that goes in front of you. That's how you do tshuva. So he says, and what is the greatest merit that Kodesh Baruch Hu gives? What's the greatest chus we have from Kodesh Baruch Hu? Lehi lochem lochem, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu actually fights the Yetzer Hara for us. Because, like Gemara says, if a Kodesh Baruch Hu never helped us, we couldn't win over the Yetzer Hara. That is part of our appreciation, and what should bring us to Shuvah Ma'avo. And not only that, and if you do that, Lohi Shia Eschem, a Kodesh Baruch Hu saves you totally from the Yetzer Hara, totally. Takes away all the Averis and makes it back to Zechuyos. That is the parasha. The parasha is a focus on how to stand on Hayoim, the great day of Rosh Hashanah, and make sure that we have our virus not only minimized, but actually can use to be towards our benefit. Beautiful, beautiful pshat, and it really fits in, you know, beautifully into the pasuk. But there's a very, very interesting understanding over here of tshuva. What does the pasuk say? The pasuk says that this Koyein stands up and he says, Klal Yisrael, don't be afraid. And he gives a long drosh, and the Gemara explains in Sota Daf Mem Beis, Al Yerach Levavchem, do not let your hearts become rach, melted hearts. What's that referring to? Mitzahalois susim b'tzichtuach charovois. From the tzahalois susim, for the noise of the horses, used to make tremendous noise, and the tzichtuach charovois, and the cherev and the clashing of the shields. The al tirod, do not be afraid. He carries on. Ma'agofas trisim, charevus, sorry, are the swords. Vagothas Trisim was smashing together of the shields. Va'al tichpozu mikoila kronois, for the noise of the keren, of the trumpets. Va'al tarpsu mikoila, and it goes through all the different kinds of things you shouldn't be afraid of. Rabbi Isai, what are we talking about over here? We're talking about people who are standing in front of a huge army, and they have in front of them missiles, and they have in front of them tanks, and they have in front of them submarines, and they have airplanes, and who knows what these people have. Tremendous. And what are we worried about? Some noise. Don't be worried. Don't be worried of what? Didn't say don't be worried about the sword, and don't be worried about dying, and don't be worried about being maimed, and don't be worried about landmines. No, don't be worried about the noise that these animals make, and don't be worried about the noise that the sword makes. Well, is that what they're really afraid of? They're afraid they may come back limbless, may come back Chalila dead. That's what you should say to them. Says the Chofetz Chaim al HaTorah, beautiful. Chofetz Chaim al HaTorah says like this. He says that here we're dealing with tzaddikim. Tzaddikim are the ones who went out to Melchama, not the tough guys. It was the people who were tough in Avodas Hashem. The tzaddikim went out to war. A person who had any kind of chet, even a chet between speaking, between Tefillin Shel Rosh, Tefillin Shel Yad, which we discussed previously, didn't go out to war. These are the people who went out to war. These people know that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. They know there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. And these people are told, you have nothing to worry about. Tira Mehem, don't worry about it. Why? Because we have the superior HaKadosh Baruch Hu who can win over anybody, have nothing to fear. If a person is focused on that, then they have absolutely nothing to worry about. And Lemaisa, we have all the abilities to win over the enemies. We've outnumbered them, we've outgunned them, we have everything. What is the ability of the enemy? That's very interesting. In the War of Independence, the Arab countries came along, and they were well-armed and well-trained, and huge armies from all different parts came to Eretz Yisrael, right? And what did these few Jews have? They came from the Holocaust. A lot of them came straight off of boats. They weren't trained. They didn't have the equipment. They didn't even have art. They didn't have uniform, most of them. And they came along and they fought. And the incredible thing was that they had something that was totally turned over the whole war, was it known as a davidka. The Davidka, they had one in Tzfas, the one in Yerushalayim. And the Davidka was a noise-making machine that they developed very, very quickly. And it made so much noise that it totally unnerved the Arabs to such an extent. There was a tremendous nace. The war took place in the middle of the summer, right? So they did the Davidka, and with all that noise, it was an incredible thing. Started to rain. In Tzfas, it started to rain in the middle of the winter, which is very, very unusual, obviously. And they thought, with all that noise, all that's going on, that there's nuclear war. And they panicked, absolutely panicked. They dropped their weapons and they ran and they fled and they left Israel and they went all to the different places in Syria and Lebanon, and they fled. Which means that you can have people with superior gunpower, but if you unnerve them, then you've won the war. We have Ribbono Shel Olam outside, we have superior gunfire. We have everything. We have all the statistics that is going to be helping us. But there's only one thing that the enemy has. And he knows that if he can unnerve us and frighten us, then he can win the war even if we have everything. Taking this back to the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara knows that the Kain Neshama Shanasasa B'Tohirihi. He knows that Klal Yisrael have a Neshama. He knows that Chelik Alakayim Yimal. He knows we want to do Avodas Hashem. He knows that Kodesh Baruch Hu can help us. What power does he have? What koyach does he have to win over us? He has one koyach, and that is confusion. If he's able to confuse us, if he's able to make out an illusion that everything is not going our way, that he runs the press and the courts, and he makes out as if all people are against Haredi Jews, which is absolutely not true. Absolutely not true. The average person on the street is not against Haredim. The average person on the street is either Haredi or they are Masorati, and you have some diehard lefties, but it's certainly not. But they run the press. They have a lot of noise. They have all the media. Yeah, they have all the TV stations and the radio stations and the newspapers. And it sounds as if he has, but it's really an illusion. It doesn't exist. And therefore, what the Pasuk is saying over here is, you don't have to be worried about the bullets, because we have all the bullets. You have to be worried about one thing, and that is confusion. If a person gets confused and he loses his nerve, that is where we could lose. The Yetzer Hara knows that we have tremendous koichos. So what does he do? Let's say a person decides one day, you know what? I'm going to make sure I'm time for davening. I'm going to make sure. Elul, I'm going to make sure I stay till davening till the very end. And I'm going to make sure that today in business is going to be straight. Right? And he's focused and he's clear and that's what he wants to do. As he leaves the house, Baruch Hashem, he's on time, he's on the way to shul, just about to put his foot into shul, his phone starts ringing. And it's a very, very important customer who's phoning from abroad, yeah, who's a few hours ahead, and the time he gets off the phone, up to just before Yishtabach. Okay, he's missed the first battle. Yitzhak is very, very clever. At the end of davening, he gets a text message, again and again, you know, this and this person is trying to contact you. So he leaves davening a few minutes early to text message back outside. He's gone out davening early. He comes to the office. Who's waiting there? The insurance company. He's made a claim, and now he's going to fiddle and diddle just to get around his insurance claim. So he started off with a tremendous battle. He was focused, going to be in time for davening, going to stay the whole davening, he's not going to diddle. And the Gates of Horror has managed to confuse him and to get him worked up. And that's the koyach he has. It's all an illusion. It doesn't really take effect. That is not the koyach. You know, we talk about later on, or mi or ish, we talk about the word ish many, many times. What's Peshat over there? Rabbi Yeruchim says that what's fascinating is that there's a long drosha over here. There's a long drosha. Don't be afraid from this, and don't be afraid from that, don't be afraid from the horses, don't be afraid from the clanging of the shields, don't be afraid. Rabbi Yisai, focus. Why talk about this worry, and about that noise, and about this noise, and about that noise? Why go along and go such a long drosha? So he says the answer is, because this is again the moshel of the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara has an ability to redefine who he is at will. He can change who he is whenever he wants. And when a person starts getting used to the noise of horses, suddenly the enemy will start clanging together shields. And when he gets used to that, they'll start making different noises. What we're worried about over here is that a person gets used to one particular derech and the Yetzer Hara can redefine himself into a different derech. Don't become afraid in any situation, and we have to be warned. These tzaddikim can get unnerved about the horses and they start getting, no, back to the betochen again, the Yetzer Hara will come with a different Yetzer Hara. You know, there's a fascinating thing. Yaakov Vina asks the Tzorah Shel Esav, the Ish, the Tzorah Shel Esav, who are you? So what does Tzorah Shel Esav say? Lo matot tishel l'shmi, why do you ask me my name? So what's so embarrassing about the name? Answer, my name is Yankel, my name is Beryl. Where was the answer? So Mephoroshim explained that the Yetzer Hara was asked by Yaakov Vina, what's your name? He wasn't trying to be sociable. He asked him, what's your name? What is your essence? What defines you? How do you tick? What makes you work? So the Yetzer Hara says, Lo matot tishel l'shmi, why do you ask me my name? Today it's called this, tomorrow it's called that. I change all the way along. I change in every situation. I adapt and try and trip you up in every situation. There's no point asking me my name now. In 5 minutes, I've got a different name. You know, sometimes a person does very, very well becoming a very, very big gevir. And he's a bal tzedakah. And he's a person who's careful with giving ma'isa. And he's hospitable. And then a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rahman al-Islam, changes the whole picture and he becomes a poor person. And now all the new experiences begin. That how he's got to deal with a busha, and has got to deal with honesty, and has got to deal with emun and betochen. Or the other way around, a person could be doing very well being an oni, and Rahman al-Islam, one day he wins the Mifal HaPayis, and becomes a multimillionaire. He gets that phone call. How do you deal with that? How do you deal with the gaiva, and the taiva, and the kovod? And that is the way the Yetzer Hara works. So what the Pasuk is saying over here is, we have this Yetzer Hara, you have this noise, and you get used to that noise. I'm telling you, tomorrow you're going to have a different noise. Don't be afraid of that noise either. And that noise you're going to get used to, it'll be a different noise. The Yetzer Hara is constantly looking how to trip you up and change you around. But there is one very, very, very amazing, amazing vort I saw, and this is very, very powerful. Very, very, very powerful. And I saw Shem Chedusha Halei brings it down from Rechenech Lebowitz, and it's brought down in Aznayim LaTorah. It's fascinating. The Shoitrim stand, who is standing in front of? People who are willing to die for the sake of Klal Yisrael. Willing to die for the nation, for the land. And he says to them, Mi or Isha Shibona Bais Chodosh V'lei Chanochi. Whoever built a new house and did not live in it, Yeleich V'yoshiv Lebeisoi, go back home. Pen Yomus Bil Mechoma, perhaps will go to war. V'ish Achi Yechanchenu, and somebody else will be Mechanach your house, take over your house. Right? explains the Ramban that we're talking about tzaddikim over here. Tzaddikim are going out to war. Okay? This person is willing to die. This person is willing to die. Why are you talking to him about his loft extension? Why are you talking to him about his little vineyard? Who cares about the vineyard? Who cares? He can't take it with you anyway. He's willing to die. He's willing to give up his life for his nation. And by the way, you know, if you haven't, you know, eaten from your vineyard, yeah, go back. Why? Because somebody else may enjoy it. What's the idea behind that? He's willing to give up his life. Well, who cares if somebody else enjoys it? Listen to this, Rabbi Yisai. Says Rabbi Ruchum, says Rabbi Henoch Lebowitz, that the biggest yetzer hara, more than a person's value for his own life, is ish acher, somebody else. What does that mean? I'm willing to give up my life, and I have a munan betochen that Kodesh Baruch Hu will, if necessary, he'll save me. And if he doesn't save me, I'm willing to do that. Doesn't matter, I'm okay with that. But that somebody else should enjoy my grapes, that somebody else should live inside my extension, I have such fear of that. I have such a fear that somebody else would enjoy something that belongs to me. A person is totally unnerved. He loses his emunah, he loses his petochen, he loses everything, he loses his head. Such a person should go home. 1 second, this person would give up his life. Big deal if somebody else has it. No. The kinnah, bad midas, is sometimes more powerful to knock a person off balance than giving up literally his own physical life. Yitzchok Avinu was on the way to the Akedah, and he was willing to give up his life. His father said to him, Oila b'ni, you're going to be the Oila. And he knew he may die. And he went, v'yelech yachdav, they went together. What happened later on? The sultan came to Yitzchok and says, are you going to die? You know who's going to take over? You know who's going to get all your stuff? Yishmol. Yishmol's going to get all your stuff. Just give information. Just bear that in mind. Says a medrash, Yitzchok said to Avraham Avinu, Avi Avi. What's Avi? Avi, like, try to evoke an Avraham Avinu a midah of rachamim. Dad, you sure you want to do this? You know, and he tried to. Why? I'm willing to give up my life, yes, but the Yishmol should get my money, no. That's ish acher. There's a tremendous yetzer hara of ish acher. You know, I think it was Archie Buck said he once saw a farmer who went to Beis Din to ask whether his cow was worth a fortune, whether it found a tarfus. When it was shechted, they found a shido with its treif. And this farmer was told by the dye on him, yes, there's a problem with your cow, it's treif. We checked it, there's a problem with the lungs, it's treif. No problem, accepted it, off he went. The next day he came along with a neighboring farmer, a fight over a chicken. And he was fighting backwards and forwards, and the dayan said to him, I'm sorry, the chicken belongs to your friend. And he didn't accept it, and he started cursing the dayanim, and he was furious. The dayan said to him, I understand, yesterday a cow was made treif, and he accepted it nicely. A chicken belonged to the other person, and you're going so crazy, what's that deal? He says, yes, but I don't mind that I should lose money, but he should get the chicken. That I can't bear. The ish acher is the biggest yetzer hara sometimes. It's the biggest yetzer hara. A person's willing to die, yes, but somebody else shall have my benefits, no. That is the biggest yetzer hara. So we discuss in this week's parasha, it's all about fighting the yetzer hara, standing up in the hayoim of doing tshuva me'ava, not doing tshuva me'yira. Realizing that the challenges we have is the yetzer hara has is confusion. To make illusions, to change and redefine these different situations and test us and block us and check us in every different way in order to make us trip. But it's all an illusion. It's all lomar shatisha lishmi. Why bother asking me my essence if in 5 minutes I'm going to change? We've got to be aware, and we've got to be totally, totally awake to the fact that Yitzhar has these abilities to change and to give us his nisyonis. But sometimes the biggest nisyonis is not from the outside. The biggest nisyonis is from the inside, our midas, where somebody else should get this. I should be a friar. That's the biggest thing. That I should be a friar. Somebody else should get it. That's the biggest Yitzhar horror. And Be'ez Hashem, if we work on ourselves and we have the clarity of what the Hayyim is all about, then Be'ez Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us that help. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem HaLochim Imochem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes in front of us, HaLochim, to fight the Yetzer Hara, and Be'ez Hashem, Im Oyveichem, Lo Hishia Eschem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us.
Amen. Yeah.